You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
No problem is too big or too small for Natural Ange.
Morena Ange, how are you?
Morena, I'm well, thank you.
It's good to chat with you. It's been a long time, thanks to the weather and various things like that. It's good to hear how you've been getting on.
Yeah, well, it has been quite intense with all the full moons and eclipses and things going on. People have been feeling pretty crazy lately, but yeah.
It has been a weird old one, eh?
Yeah, actually I was doing a course recently, a refresher course, and amongst the naturopaths and practitioners, we're just saying, you know, we've really got to treat stress. It's really gone to next level.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, there's a lot of good adrenal support and ginsengs, which help, you know, with stamina and withstanding stressors that may not be going away. And what I loved about it from coming from a nursing perspective and then onto naturopathy is there's actually particular nervines which suit particular people. So I think people in the general public need to know that. You can get it tailor-made for you. And then there's also good old magnesium and B-complex.
So. Love a bit of magnesium, especially this time of the year.
Love a bit of child pose.
Yeah, going for a swim, all of that stuff, very useful.
Yeah, that walk and cross-crawling of the arms and legs really walks out the stress, you know, because animals just go and shake it off.
Yeah.
But we need to actually exercise it off and shake it off by crossing your arms and legs, by swimming or walking or running, you know.
Cool. Yeah. Good. Yeah. Good things to be thinking about. I think at this time of the year, we also forget to be thinking about that and it just creeps up on you a little bit, eh?
Yeah. And I do online consults as well as coming to Auckland every 4 weeks. So, you know, I can get you started now.
Sweet. Well, we'll pop, as always, we'll pop your link in the podcast so people can track it down. But we've got some texts from the listeners, Ange, so let's get stuck into them.
Thank you.
We've had a text from Laura, who's having a really hard time with menopause at the moment, dealing with it for over 6 years with all the typical symptoms, but feeling like it's been getting worse. She says, I just want my life back. Any suggestions, please?
Well, there's quite a bit to menopause, and there's a really good book, The Hormone Repair Manual by Dr. Lara Bryden. And I suggest to anybody over 40, buy that book, because it's for New Zealanders and Australians, and even gynecologists are saying, this is the book my patients have been waiting for.
Right.
And, you know, they tell you what the medical people can, and bioidentical hormones, what you can do there, what you do for lifestyle, and what the naturopaths can do, and what blood tests to ask, and how to ask for them. It's brilliant.
It sounds very helpful.
Yes, it is the book. So you can get Laura to contact me, and I can give her the photo of the book and what it looks like.
Fantastic. What was the name of it again? Sorry, Ange?
The Hormone Repair Manual.
Excellent. We've got quite a few here, so I think we're just going to fire through them as fast as we can. What else have we got?
Okay.
What
else have we got here, Stella? Get hold of me.
Yeah, exactly.
Someone's asking if it's okay to drink nasturtium tea all week because they're making it very strong to fight off being a bit under the weather with a scratchy throat.
I think it is, because tea is quite diluted, but nasturtium's got vitamin C, but it's also got mustard oils in there, which you'll feel it heating and drying. It's a bit like horseradish, so it will heat and dry the mucus and prevent you from getting sick, hopefully, and bronchitis. It could be good for bronchitis. So when you've got a cold, if it's cold and wet, you want to heat and dry it. So horseradish, wasabi, nasturtium tea, and nasturtium tea is rich in vitamin C. But I would even chop up the leaves and have it in salad, like rocket.
Right. Yum.
It's free.
Yeah, it's free. I love a good nasturtium salad. It's a very tasty little bit of peppery flavour to add into something, eh?
Isn't it great? And the flowers you can eat too, they're edible.
And they're beautiful. So it's a win-win.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah, totally. Hey, we've got someone who's saying that they have low, they've done a hormone test and apparently their cortisol levels are always low. What might cause that and what symptoms would they be having? They said they're completely exhausted, so that is something that they're definitely experiencing. Have you got any insight in that one?
Yes, that's called burnout.
Yeah.
So you're flatlining, you've gone through the earlier stages of the Hanssile stress response, and now you need replenishing. I treat a lot of people for burnout, and I'd probably prefer to sort of say, let's make an appointment and go over what you are experiencing in detail, because this is the exact point in case of getting the right adaptogen for them, the right Nervines, and also the lifestyle approach. Because a lot of people sabotage themselves and give out to other people before putting their own oxygen mask on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we have to look into why are they sabotaging themselves. And, you know, it can often be down to sort of trends that you've learnt growing up that, you know, you've got to look after others before yourself. And it's like, actually, no, you're no good to anybody until you look after yourself.
Mm.
And with burnout, you can't rush the process. It is what it is. So you've got to really listen to that little voice inside.
I think we talk about burnout like it's, you know, a sort of context or something, but it's actually a very specific thing to be experiencing as well. And I think maybe we don't take it as seriously as we could.
It's very serious. You know, this is sort of your nervous system screaming out, saying enough, and you to the point where you can't function. Your nervous system shuts down. So this is where we have to go. You know, you go two steps forward, and if you try and do too much, you'll go three steps backwards, you know. So it's kid gloves, and I have to really help these people and keep in touch with them to make sure that they are doing all their self-care things, because you soon fall into the old habits of giving out too much, and then they crash.
Got to look after yourself.
Yeah, stitch in time saves nine. You have to really go, no, I'm taking 2 hours for myself, or no, I'm getting off the screens now. And it can take you all your might to do that, because all the you know, messages you give to yourself is you've got to keep working, and you're no good to anybody unless you're working and all that sort of thing. It's like, actually, no, you've actually got to fill up your cup.
Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of looking after yourself, Kai is a big part of that. We've got a question from someone who's wondering if kumara could be making them gassy. They've already cut potato out, so it sounds like they've had a bit of an uncomfortable time. What would you say about that?
Kumara is usually really well tolerated. I don't find, you know, it's like rice. Not many people get allergic to those types of foods. You know, potato is the nightshade family, so tomato, eggplant. You know, that they're doing a lot of those foods and it makes them windy. So like a food diary, you can see that. But if you're windy, you almost got to think, have they got enough digestive enzymes? And again, coming down to stress, if we're racing around and, you know, eating a sandwich while doing your emails and multitasking, you're not actually secreting digestive enzymes. And a lot of people don't even eat dinner at the table anymore, you know. And so, you know, I'm telling people to really have sour foods before meals, like pickles as you're setting the table kind of thing, or a bit of apple cider vinegar and water, anything like that, that's lemon juice that makes your digestive enzymes secrete. And then halfway through your meal, just put your knife and fork down, because it's amazing, you'll realise how fast you're going and chew your food.
Good
and
advice.
We're finding,
chew your food.
Yeah.
I feel like I am definitely guilty of that a little bit.
I know, and it's a real case in point. You sort of really come into the present and go, wow, I actually need to slow down while I'm eating.
Yeah.
Because that will help the digestive process, and then the enzymes will break down the food properly and have that flow-on effect, and then you'll pick up more nutrients out of your food, because they're broken down well enough and the small intestine can get that. You know?
Yeah.
So, you know, it sounds like I'm going back to real basics, but, you know, it's true.
It's good to know that basics help, though, I think. When you're really stressed out, when you're really run down, it's really good to remember that some of that basic stuff can make a massive difference.
That's right. And I think some people think, oh, you know, I can do it myself, or I need to go to a naturopath, but it'll be expensive. Not always. You know, sometimes I'm really bringing it down to just child pose, or maybe you need to just read a book before bed rather than a screen, or maybe you just need to put your knife and fork down and chew your food. and you know, just redirect their foods onto foods that suit them.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
So if this person's still got bloating after doing those few things, like sour food, chew your food, become present while you're eating, you know, into the now. If they're still having issues, then ask them to get in contact with me on naturalange.com.
Fantastic.
And we'll go from there. But, you know, Yeah. First things first,
exactly. Hey, Ange, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. As you said, naturalange.com for anyone who wants to go get in touch with you for some more specific advice. We will talk to you again in a couple of weeks. Take care.
Sounds great. Look forward to it. Thanks for having me.
See ya.
That was Bye. Natural Ange. Naturally.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.